at the Pinnacle in Maumee from noon to 4 p.m. Learn more at w-dreams.net.
The Denny Schaefer Show on Q105.
Live and local, hanging out with you in the 419, the TOL, the OHIO. Yes, Toledo's Morning Show is on Q105. 726, sunny, glorious today with a high of 83. We're still rocking 62 right now. 419-240-1055 to play along, text and or call. Sierra Yanez is in studio. Her story's gone viral. She was, you're a victim is what you are.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. She's pulling out of the mall Tuesday night, and some dude didn't like the way she was driving. She broke no laws. He just decided that he was just going to take matters into his own hands, tapped her from behind in his pickup truck, and when she got out, and he pointed for her to move, and she shook her head, no, you ran into me. And that's when he went nuts. And he kept slamming into her car. You can see the pictures up on my blog or the Facebook page. Tons of damage to the side of her car. Looks like a relatively new car. He had an older pickup truck. It's pretty identifiable, and hopefully later today you'll have some answers. Now, we're getting some comments up on Facebook. Paul, you got one right there. What is it?
Yeah, we're on Facebook Live. Rachel was watching, and she said that they're for additional information to find this creep, which is a nice way to put it. It's honest. He had a push bar or some sort of plow hookup on the front of his truck, I guess. So,
all right, that's identifiable. And plus, there's pictures of it. It's got railings on the side of it. So it's an interesting pickup truck. Should be easy to identify.
Sierra, what do you say to the haters on Facebook?
I mean, I just try. I'm super nice. People have their opinions, and they are obligated to their opinions and what they feel. I just try to re-explain to them the situation. Some people have even said that this man that I was... They were assuming that I was the jerk, as they so-called it, that was the one who crossed across traffic, so she deserved it. And I restated what I've been saying. I wasn't that person that you're assuming me to be that crossed in traffic. I wasn't even able to get over in the next lane to do so. But, I mean, I just try to keep re-enacting myself and re-saying what I've been saying of my story. I don't want to argue with anybody. I mean, I just let them know the truth and the facts and just tell them that please help me find him instead of going against me. I have told somebody.
People just don't like to think of you as being just an innocent person who was victimized. It's easier and more hopeful to think you're some sort of lousy driver. You know, it just makes them feel better. It's like, if you're a lousy driver, then this guy can't just be crazy.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No, he can.
Man. Unbelievable.
If you listen to our show, you hear all the crazy things. There's a dude who went nuts. Where was he? Wendy's, Susie?
Wendy's,
he was at a Wendy's, and he looked at a salad he disordered, and it didn't have enough cucumbers, and he threw the salad at the cashier or counter person, and then threatened that if he had a knife or a gun, they'd be the first one he'd kill. And I'm like, over cucumbers in a salad. Are you kidding me?
That is very bizarre.
It's insane. People are just insane, so you just don't know. But
you really don't.
I just can't believe that there are, and I mean, if they meet you, if they would talk to you, they would know. But people are just so stupid. I mean, the haters that are saying things about you is just so wrong.
Yeah, and everyone's been questioning, like, I don't believe the story, or that doesn't sound right. And I mean, I tell them, well, why don't you ask him? Why don't you help me find him? Why don't you, we can get the rest of the story from him if you'd like. There's other witnesses who are saying the same, but help me find him, and we can ask him all.
Oh, they're going to find this dude.
You have no motivation or reason to make any of this up. She's a medical assistant. And, you know,
look at her car.
Crazy. She has a job. She's, you know.
All right, so how much damage to your car? Because you can see the pictures up on Facebook. It looks like there's a lot of damage.
There is a lot of damage. I'm waiting on the insurance company to send out an inspector to look at the car and tell me, to tell me the exact, if it's either totaled and they don't feel it's necessary that they're going to completely fix the car, if they're just going to give me money for the car to get another one or fix the damages myself. I don't know that yet.
Is it drivable?
It wasn't when my front end was hanging at on the road and dragging underneath. So then my grandfather, who came and helped me after he heard about it, after I called him, he came with some tools and stuff like that and then tried pulling it off and ended up having me open the hood because he realized his idea wasn't a great idea, trying to pull off the rest of it.
Right.
And we shoved it in the hood and then put the hood down, and he then followed me home. But I was able to drive the car home, yes.
Oh, okay.
After that, after...
I was just hoping the guy was maybe trying to push you out of the way because he had an emergency. Like, you know, a child was dying or he had to get somewhere and there was just no way around it. And he was pulling a Bruce Willis and he had to do what he had to do. But you said his face was just flat and ineffectual, not like he was...
Pure psycho.
He would have his flashers on if he was in some kind of distress.
Yeah, I didn't realize
emergency.
At the time that he had the, the thing
so
on
much,
his bar.
And there's so much traffic and it was just a guy who's got all this pent-up frustration for whatever reason. Maybe, you know, his life's not turning out the way he had planned.
Yeah, exactly.
And he doesn't know how to deal with it. And so this is what set him off, and but to do it repeatedly, how long from the first tap till the end of the whole ordeal? Do you have any idea how long it was? Was it a minute? Was it 30 seconds?
I would say just about. I would say a minute, maybe to 3 minutes in between. It all felt like it was longer. I mean, because I was hearing my car cringing denting in, and I was watching him reverse and repeatedly hit my car. So I would say, yes, it was about, I would say a good 2 minutes if I had to be precise.
That
and Sierra's
is just so bizarre.
Just a tiny person, too. No offense, but she's little and she's young. So she's a young woman, smaller stature, in a car by herself. Really, dude?
Yeah, it never would have happened if it was a dude.
Right?
If Yummy 320 gets out of the car, that dude ain't giving it to Paul.
Yeah, exactly.
But because you're a woman, and I think you should spend extra time in jail for that. Because it's just wrong, man.
It was an arbitrary act that he did. There was no reason. It was without
reason.
We'll
get angry for you.
Thank you.
I can't wait till they find this guy. I can't wait to see him in his yellow jumpsuit or his orange jumpsuit down in Muni Court there going in front of the judge. Because it's just wrong what he did. Because you know if he's done this to you, he's done other crazy stuff. Do you think there was any damage done to his truck?
Well, that's the thing. Everyone has stated that, but he had a black like attachment onto his car, like
bumper?
He would have
to push
to
somebody
like a plow and stuff like that.
Oh.
So it had someone stated that it had a yellow hook on as well on the front of his truck.
That's what one of the Facebook people said.
If he had that bar light on top of it, then he probably was a plow driver.
Could be.
Because they, those
see, there's
the volunteer
all these,
plow drivers. Yes. Mm-hmm.
So you're going to have more information later on today, correct?
Yes,
all right, so
hopefully from the officer that filed
all right, maybe report. Maybe tomorrow morning you can give us an update on what's going on, and hopefully they've paid a visit to this dude and arrest him, because he needs to be arrested, because this is wrong. You were assaulted.
Yes.
I mean, it's
it's
not just...
Definitely.
It's just not, you know, I mean, he assaulted you. There's got to be some charges. You know, and it's just absolutely crazy. Now, how many people stopped to help you after the crazy man with he had a flat tire.
Yeah.
So if anybody saw some crazy dude changing his tire, you know, come forward with that information. But how many people stuck around after the ordeal?
So literally immediately after the man drove off onto Sylvania Avenue, I had one person coming to my driver's door and then two people coming to my passenger's door running at me.
Oh, good.
The two on my passenger's door was a physician and his wife. The other on my driver's side door was an off-duty officer, which I was more than I could. I was talking to an office to the dispatcher, and he knew I couldn't speak. I was so shooken up.
Sure.
I mean, so I said, can you talk for me? And I handed him the phone, and he then helped me and talked to her and then got the cops there at an efficient time for me too as well, because if I had to talk any longer, I probably would have delayed them by far. So I was very blessed to have them there. I then had, as the cops arrived, I had a gentleman who then ended up turning around and coming back and stating he saw everything that happened, and he watched the guy go through Sylvania Avenue with a right flat tire. And so I did have
some angels.
Witnesses, and they were there. They were comforting me. The physician and his wife were awesome. They were very comforting. They made sure to reassure me that I would be okay. I just need to calm down and whatnot. So it was nice having someone there to help.
It's too bad somebody didn't follow the guy.
Yeah. He was literally plowing her car, because his maneuvers were like he was plowing snow.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
And it's a white car, so it's like, he was moving snow.
Right.
Wow. It was a white car, though.
Yeah, the white car. He made a mistake.
It would have been nice, though, because it takes, even if you're really good at it, it's probably 10 minutes to change the tire.
Easy.
So he had to stop on the side of the road, because, as you said, it looks like he may live in Michigan. So he was probably going down to Corey to get on there. So he had to stop in the neighborhood there. one of the neighborhoods and change that tire. So, man, that would have been awesome. They would have come up on you know this dude.
Somebody knows him.
But they're going to catch him.
Yes.
Because if you go up and you look at the pictures, the pickup truck, the rails, you know, if he works in Toledo, if he's doing construction, people have seen that truck around.
Yeah.
So he's going to get caught.
I am praying so. I am hoping so. I just, like I said, I don't want to get my hopes up. And
if he goes to court, will you show up in court?
Yeah. More than definitely. I don't want this to happen to somebody else again. I mean, I will show up in court, and I think the man does need help, but I just don't want him to be able to do this to someone else. I mean, you guys have heard the stories of females who have been alone mm-hmm. and people
right.
have
yeah, right.
taken
exactly.
their lives. And I mean, I don't want this man. I mean, he was very unstable, and I don't want him to. I don't want another person to have to experience what I had experienced. Mm-hmm. That is something that I don't think anyone should have to go through. Ever.
Well, Sierra, thank you for coming
yeah,
in
you so
and
much,
telling
man.
Your story. And mm-hmm. people usually don't cry in the studio till near the end when I belittle Paul and he
I
cries.
Can
you can hug
thank
her.
You.
Yeah, Mama Tricia. Oh, you're so sweet. But this is going to have a good outcome. You watch. You wait. They're going to mm-hmm. catch this dude, and he's going to get the help he needs, or he's going to go into jail. Oh, Tricia, you're so
can I get a hug, Tricia?
Yeah, all right. Just hers.
Any other questions we have for Sierra? She's got to go to work. She's a working girl.
No, we're clear. Just keep us posted.
Yeah. Right,
I will.
So.
And you should go to Serenity Health and Wellness and have them like rub you and go through a day.
Right? A spa day?
You need a spa day.
We can make that happen. We're
going to
make that happen for you.
Thank you.
You can text Yomi 320 because she has your cell now, right?
Yes.
Or you can send me a message now that we're friends on Facebook.
Yes.
And maybe we get you on tomorrow and get an update. If there's more information,
yes,
if they track the guy down and what they're going to
yes,
do so
more than definitely
go home if you're
all right thank you for
thank
coming
you.
In we really appreciate
it was it. My pleasure thank you for having me
all right hypothetical Thursday we'll find out if Tricia what if she's got the right answer Susie completely butchered it
oh good lord
so we'll tell you that and other stuff coming up oh we have throwback Thursday we also have a what is it again
the answer
then the question
oh
and I believe the Budman might be stepping by for the question part
oh,
of the
excellent.
Bit so
okay.
all that and more coming up and your phone calls at 419-240-1055
Q105 weather from the Jim White Toyota Weather Center. Attention, Northwest Ohio. Jim White Toyota. Open 24/7 at jimwhitetoyota.com. Right car at the right price right now.
Sunshine and 80.